interesting discussion out of our text. Saved by grace through faith. Right? So what's that mean? Does that mean that God saves us and we have nothing to do with it? Or does that mean that we partner with God? Because if good works are not part of our salvation process, why doesn't it go on saying, for sin, for you are God's workmanship, to do the good works that He prepared in advance for you to do? So are works part of our salvation, or are they not part of our salvation? The reason we have that discussion is partially because we are ignorant of first century sociology. In the first century, 2% of the population owned virtually 100% of the goods. Economic, total economic disparity. These 2% of the population would hire 5 to 7% of the rest of the population to be their service people. So any doctors in the crowd? Any doctors in the crowd? No doctors. Okay, if you're a doctor in the first century, you're probably a slave. And probably a Greek. Any artists? You were also slaves. Or at least hired artisans. Teachers worked for a family. Virtually everyone with any kind of skill worked in a patron-client group. The patron is the 2% that owns everything. The client was the other people who were hired for them. So you've got this household that's made up of about 7% of the population. And then the rest of the population, at the very low end, 15% of people were expendables. What I mean by that is prostitutes, homeless, mentally retarded people. They're expendables. And they are going to die sooner rather than later. Everyone else in the middle. The other 72-73% of people were day laborers. Joseph, Jesus' stepfather, was in that category. Peter, Andrew, James, and John, the fishermen, were in that category. And in this category, if you work that day, you eat. If you don't work that day, you don't eat. And there were a lot of days that a lot of people did not eat. So, in order for you to survive, you would attach yourself to a patron, one of the 2%, and you try to get into his social structure. Now, does he want you in his social structure, or does he not want you in his social structure?
Now, Vic, you're thinking like an American. Because for Vic, he said, I don't want to feed all these mouths. For America, it's economics is the most important thing to us. Economics is time. But in the first century world, economics were not the most important, it was honor. And it's interesting, you've got a guy like Donald Trump who will give up his honor to get money. In the ancient world, it was just the opposite. They would give up their money to get honor. And so yes, as a patron, I want everyone in my patron client group that I can get in there. Not unlike the elections that are going on right now. You want supporters because they vote for you. Now, the way that you get supporters is by providing them. Providing them what? House, clothes, wife, job, health care, and you just provide basically all these people's daily needs. And particularly in the Roman environment, the clients would literally go to the patron every day and just come to his house and praise him. You're so wonderful. You're a wonderful patron. You're an awesome patron. And remember when you got me that robe, and remember when my wife was sick, you helped me? The patron would provide to the client, and the client then would honor the patron. They had words for that. I should tell you, by the way, that the patron gives gifts to the client that are free to the client and pay for it. And the job of the patron is always to provide for the client. You know what the job of the client is? To make the patron famous. And they had Greek words for that. The Greek word for the gift. And by the way, the rule is, the patron is never to mention the gift. Once he gives it to you, it would be rude for him to come back and say, remember I gave you that gift? The job of the client
is to never cease talking about the gift. So you have this situation where the patron gives gifts and the client receives the gifts, and the word for the gifts, anyone want to have a guess? Grace. Charis. You know what the word is for the client's faithfulness to the patron in making him famous? Pistis. Faith. When Paul says that we're saved by grace through faith, he is reflecting exactly this patron-client relationship. So that, of course, works are involved for the client. They didn't get him into the family structure, but if the patron has provided you what you need, you're gonna work in his field, you're gonna vote for him, you're gonna promote him publicly, you're gonna praise him publicly. If he goes to the marketplace, you're gonna follow him and tell everybody, hey, you gotta be part of this baby group, this guy's really good. You see the shirt he gave it to me, my wife, she was sick, he took care of us. Your job as a client is to make the patron famous. Does that make more sense to you than this whole argument about our works part of our salvation? Yes, they are. No, you can't say that they are, because then you're earning your salvation. Oh, fooling with all that. So get the whole theological argument and look at it from Paul's own social setting. Paul would not get our argument over works being part of salvation and not being part of salvation. Of course they are. But are works what got you into the patron client group? Absolutely not. You're saved by the gift of God, and your response is always fidelity, faithfulness to God.